Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day. It's election day. In this greatest nation on God's green earth, well, not an election day all across the nation, but in many parts of it, maybe the most important election, not the one in Virginia, but the one in Minnesota, the one in Minneapolis, where, believe it or not, it's a close race with people basically voting to abolish the police. Yeah, they would replace the police department, which has been functioning in Minneapolis for 155 years. They'd replace it with a new Department of Public Safety, replacing a whole bunch of uniformed officers with psychologists and social workers and people who are helping to integrate felons back into society. It is insane. It is destructive. It is radical. It is a joke. And I don't believe it's going to be as close as the polling predicts. You know why? This is one of those issues, and there are a whole bunch of them, where people have an answer that they're more likely to give pollsters because they think it makes them look good. And in other words, if someone's coming to you and asking you, are you in favor of replacing the police department with the Department of Public Safety? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll bring a lot more understanding and a lot less crime. A lot less crime. They're retitling the city Murderapolis. I mean, for goodness sake, it's going disastrously poorly now. And how is this new Proposition 2, which is on the ballot in Minneapolis, supposed to replace it? And meanwhile, racism is on the ballot in Virginia. The race is incredibly close. I mean, the polling is not all over the place. The polling all shows a very close race within the margin of error, which means who the blank knows what's going to happen tonight when they start actually counting these votes. I do suspect that Glenn Youngkin is going to win. And the reason is because Terry McAuliffe has just closed the race horribly. That is horribly. And it's as if he wants to lose. I want to play for you an excerpt of his final message to voters about what this race is about. And it's astonishing. I'll tell you why it's astonishing. Because generally today, racism isn't dead in the United States. It exists in the United States. But usually people try to hide it. You don't try to campaign with it, particularly if you're a Democrat and you're trying to appeal to voters of color and to other voters who may see themselves as allies of voters of color. In any event, believe it or not, Terry McAuliffe is going full out racist, no holds barred, no slowing down to meet the speed limit. He's just pedal to the metal, racism, racism, racism. What kind of racism? Anti-white racism. And it couldn't be more clear. Listen to what Terry McAuliffe is saying about white teachers, and just imagine if he had said such a thing about black teachers. His career would be over. I think his career will be over after tonight. But this is the former Democratic governor of Virginia trying to make his closing pitch, trying to characterize Glenn Youngkin falsely as some kind of radical and segregationist and sort of mossback creature of the past, of Virginia's old racist past, where actually the racism is on display here from McAuliffe himself. Listen.
I promise you, we've got to diversify our teacher base here in Virginia. 50% of the students at Virginia schools, K-12, 50% are students of color, and yet 80% of the teachers are white. We all know what we have to do in a school to make everybody feel comfortable in school. So let's diversify. So here's what I'm going to do. We'll be the first state in America. If you'll teach for 5 years here in Virginia in a high-demand area, that would be geographic or coursework, we will pay room, board, and tuition at any college, any university, any HBCU here in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Okay. Really? Do you see this idea that you can't feel comfortable with a white teacher, that the success of your teachers, we're trying to get on Steve Perry, Dr. Steve Perry, who's written several books about it, who's run very, very successful black charter schools where virtually all the kids graduate and go to four-year colleges. If Steve Perry agrees that in order to get an effective teacher, in order to let people feel comfortable in a classroom, they have to have teachers of their own color, what he's saying basically here is that we're going to do this special program, not based upon how brilliant you are, not based upon how capable you are at inspiring children, not based upon any aspect of your background other than the color of your skin. How ridiculous this is. How appalling this is. And we've got too many white teachers here. I'll tell you what they don't have. They don't have enough great teachers. And that's really what people should be concentrating on, is the ability of the teacher, not the racial background of the teacher. It's appalling. It's appalling. And this is the way that Youngkin closed his race. Now, Youngkin hit McAuliffe with a pretty effective ad. This in just the closing days of the campaign. And the ad, this is clip five, sounded like this. And it sounded about the one subject that really isn't on the ballot in Virginia at all. Not one bit. But McAuliffe has been obsessed with it. What is the subject? It's also a favorite subject of some of the cable news networks. But here is what Barry Youngkin says is wrong with McAuliffe's focus. Listen.
Terry McAuliffe's campaign in Virginia is all about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Trump. Donald Trump. 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 Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Trump.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. 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 Trump.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Trump. Donald Trump. 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 Donald Trump. Trump.
Donald Trump. 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 Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Trump. Donald Trump. 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 Donald Trump. He keeps invoking Trump.
Donald. Have you made this race too much about Trump?
No. Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Trump, Trump, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, Trump, Trump.
Do you know, Dan, this isn't about Trump?
No, it isn't. And then the very last thing, last night, Glenn Youngkin was, and he's a good candidate. He's somebody, I think, with a future in the party, especially if he becomes, either way, but if he wins tonight, watch for Glenn Youngkin as a comer in Republican circles. Here's the way he closed his campaign, clip seven.
And I tell you personally, I mean, here I am. I'm a kid that was washing dishes and taking out trash in the beach when I was 15 years old. And I'm running to actually fill an office that was held by Patrick Henry and Thomas Jefferson. And here I am, this guy, getting a chance to do this, and I want to thank you for considering hiring me. But I'll tell you, on that day, I'm going to be overwhelmed with this sense of opportunity, this overwhelmed with this sense of privilege to go work for all of you as the 74th governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. God bless you all. Let's go win this. Let's win it.
You notice he mentioned Thomas Jefferson and Patrick Henry. I am sure there are people on the McAuliffe side who will say, oh, subtle racist appeal, talking about Thomas Jefferson, whose statue was just removed. And by the way, Patrick Henry was very opposed to the U.S. Constitution. He was. He thought the Constitution gave too much power to the federal government. But he was a great governor of Virginia and a great American and a great American patriot. We will continue talking about the Virginia race and the race in Minnesota. And a new controversy here in the state of Washington, where the governor has said, we have too many elections, too many people holding and running for statewide offices. Is that a true factor? Do we spend too much of our time with candidates and offices that nobody knows about, understands about? Should government be streamlined a little bit? I don't think that's a bad idea, actually, even though it does come from a Democratic governor. We'll be talking about that with Washington Policy Center and more on this special Election Day edition of the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. our phone number if you want to cast an on-air vote.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved Show, Election Day, not just in Virginia, but especially in Virginia. You know, there are also some elections going on. There are two in Ohio, two congressional seats. One is considered a safe Republican seat. One is considered a very safe Democratic seat in metropolitan Cleveland. And then in Florida, there is another election going on for an unfilled congressional seat. The Florida 20th District and special, that's a primary special election. And then the special elections in Ohio 11th and the Ohio 15th. And this all going on across the country, plus New Jersey. Jack Cittarelli, who is the intrepid Republican candidate in New Jersey, who's outspent, there are a million more registered Democrats in New Jersey than there are registered Republicans. The polling has consistently showed Murphy, who is the incumbent Democrat, winning, but it's not overwhelmingly. It's comfortably, it's beyond the margin of error. It's an average of about 6 points. Is it possible some magic could happen there? I think particularly with the atmosphere, with the collapsing polls for Joe Biden, and with the surge going on for Glenn Youngkin, and the Democrats honestly taking crazy hat kinds of positions on things like white teachers. Can you believe that Terry McAuliffe is closing? Who is he going to appeal to by saying we have too many white teachers in this state? If you're a white teacher, even a teacher union member, sort of standard issue Democrat, how do you feel about prospective governor saying we got to get rid of you? We got to replace you with somebody who has the right skin color. And see, the outrageous thing that he says when he says we have 50% people of color in our public schools and we only have 20% black teachers is he is conflating people of color and black people. Most people of color in Virginia are not necessarily black. Virginia has a substantial Asian population in Northern Virginia. That's called people of color. It has a growing and very substantial Latino population. And is there any proof anywhere? I would love somebody to find me a study or find me some logic that says that if you're an Asian kid, say you're a kid from the Philippines, that counts as Asian. That's the third largest group of Asian immigrants here. You're from India. And you're counted as Asian in the population. Do you end up doing better in school if you have a black teacher? I mean, really? Really? This is outrageous stuff, and it doesn't make any sense at all. The closing of this race also includes Jonathan Capehart, who is a black contributor, and it's important for you to know that just because it makes this clip somewhat untenable. He's a frequent guest contributor to MSNBC. And Jonathan Capehart was appearing on PBS, and he was talking about what a Youngkin win in Virginia would mean for the country. And this is reminiscent to Ted Kennedy in this sense, not in the sense that he will be remembered fondly, as I think Ted Kennedy is by a lot of people, but Ted Kennedy's worst moment, I mean, other than Chappaquiddick and the restaurant with Chris Dodd, well, people who know about that, otherwise it's not for a family show. There were a lot of bad moments, but the worst public moment in his life was when he gave that speech against Robert Bork, Robert Bork's America. Robert Bork's America, there will be segregated schools, there will be back alley abortions, there will be terror, there will be horror. Listen to what Jonathan Capehart said about Glenn Youngkin and what he would do to transform American dreams into an American nightmare. Listen, this is clip 12.
It would show that fear and anger win the day. The fact that we're having a conversation about critical race theory that is not taught in public schools in Virginia, it just goes to show how Republicans have decided that picking at white grievance and, you know, tap dancing with white supremacy is their way back into power. And if Glenn Youngkin wins, the Democrats should be afraid, because fear works. And, you know, I like to say, you know, whiteness is a hell of a drug. And going into the midterm elections, we will see just how successful it can be.
Okay, there's a big question here. Try to imagine that Jonathan Capehart had said, you know, we're very concerned about this because blackness is a hell of a drug. Would that, or a sense of victimization as a hell of a drug? You don't say those things, for God's sake. And the attempt at the very end of this campaign, they clearly are worried about the turnout. The turnout does not appear to have been very strong for Democrats. It probably will be better for Republicans, and it could mean a Glenn Youngkin win. But to try to attribute that win to whiteness, or to, I mean, as if people are looking at Terry McAuliffe and that thinking that this Irish American guy is somehow secretly black. And how ridiculous is that? I mean, this is an appalling attempt to exploit race. And speaking of that, Tim Kaine, you remember him? He was a complete dud as running mate, as a candidate for vice president of the United States. It was the mistake that actually, I think, doomed Hillary Clinton's campaign. Because when Tim Kaine was in that debate against Mike Pence, he got slaughtered. And he was terrible and inept. And he's still terrible and inept. Look at how he tries to speak about Glenn Youngkin, who has no record of racism or racist organizations or being involved with Ku Klux Klan. This is Tim Kaine, Senator from Virginia.
If you look at the Youngkin campaign, they've made it about kind of invented and inflated issues like critical race theory, and to close their campaign with an ad featuring a parent who waged a campaign against Toni Morrison's novel Beloved. I mean, it's just kind of unheard of. It's unheard of, and it harkens back to a long tradition in Virginia history. Jonathan, you might know my father-in-law was the governor who ended segregation in Virginia, integrated public schools, and he was hated for it at the time in the 1970s. He died just 3 days ago, and people were writing about how courageous he is. Linwood was 98 years old, and he thought that he had helped Virginia turn away from, you know, dog whistles and appeals to segregationist attitudes.
Okay, whether you want children to be able to opt out, that's the issue they're talking about. Should parents and children be able to opt out of material that is very, very harsh, sexualized, and violent? Coming up, not violence, but controversy over how many public...
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a resolution to President Biden's legislative agenda could come by the end of the day. This as West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said on Monday that he wouldn't support a larger bill without understanding how it impacts Americans and the economy. There are concerns the current supply chain backlog is having an impact on prices for goods, particularly food for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. Butterball president and CEO Jay Jandrain, speaking on Fox Business, says companies like his have no control over the prices set for turkeys.
It is reasonable to expect that there will be some increase in cost this year. You're still looking at a pretty tremendous value, though, when you're looking at your whole bird purchase for Thanksgiving. So it's still a very economical protein for you to buy.
USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Show. Sometimes governors say outrageous things. There's a former governor of Virginia who's very much in the news today. His name is Terry McAuliffe. He's on the ballot. He's trying to come back into the governorship. He closed his campaign by saying, "We have too many white teachers in the state of Virginia." Not a clever way to close a campaign. Now, here in Washington, we have a governor, former candidate for president of the United States. If you blinked, you missed it. But, yeah, he was a candidate. And Jay Inslee actually said, we have too many elected officials in Washington. And he was speaking to a bunch of students, and it was a provocative thing to say. And I think there are a lot of conservatives who hear that and think maybe he's right. Do we really need elected officials with port commissioners is one example that you could say that's on the ballot this time. Do you really follow closely the port commissioners' elections or the elections for state insurance commissioner, for instance? Or would we help to get more people to vote if we kept the direction of the election simpler and more intelligible? To talk about that, Jason Mercier is the director of the Center for Government Reform. We certainly need some government reform for the Washington Policy Center, which is a sponsor of the show, and I'm very pleased to welcome Jason back to the show. So does government reform benefit if we cut down the number of elected officials?
Yes, thank you, Michael. You know, it is on Election Day an interesting thing to hear a governor say we have too many statewide elected officials. But in this case, we agree with Governor Inslee. And in fact, the Policy Center for years has been making the recommendation for Washington State to come more in line with what you see nationally. We are an outlier here with not only electing all of our state Supreme Court justices, where we have 9 statewide elected offices. And, you know, the governor, lieutenant governor, that makes sense, but we also do the treasurer, auditor, superintendent of public instruction, lands commissioner, insurance commissioner. Now, some of these are administrative offices, and those really should be cabinet level. The accountability offices, things like treasurer, auditor, attorney general, that makes sense to have separately elected. But if you think about it, if you've got this many statewide elected offices, they're all constitutional offices, they all have authority over their domain, who do you hold accountable if there's a problem in education or in the public lands? There's just too much diffused authority here, which is where it would make some sense to kind of consolidate some of that so that you can really hold the governor accountable. But the caveat, especially after what we've experienced here for the last 2 years, if you're going to consolidate power in the executive branch, you have to have strong emergency powers separations so that you don't have too much control.
Sure. The other thing about the elections, I mean, I'm sure you cast your ballot. I cast my ballot here in the state of Washington. What are these advisory votes that don't seem to have any impact? I mean, you can vote no on some of the new taxes that has been authorized by the legislature, but it doesn't do anything to actually remove the taxes, does it?
And these advisory votes have an interesting history. If you recall, Washingtonians on 7 different occasions passed ballot measures to require a supermajority vote of the legislature to raise taxes. But initiatives are only good for 2 years, so the legislature would keep suspending those so they could raise taxes with a simple majority. And eventually, lawmakers, this is so incredible to me, lawmakers actually sued voters if this restriction was unconstitutional on their ability to raise taxes. And the Supreme Court agreed. The Supreme Court totally took off this requirement off the books. But the last ballot measure that we passed with this requirement had a provision in there kind of anticipating that the legislature would try to suspend this. And that said, if the lawmakers raise taxes without a vote of the people, there will be this non-binding advisory vote so the voters can kind of send a signal whether or not they agreed or disagreed with the action the legislature took. Now, we have had these since about 2009. And we've had a vote on these almost every single year just to show you how often Olympia raises taxes. But unfortunately, the legislature has never changed course based upon the result of one of these advisory votes.
In other words, they regularly lose the advisory votes, right? People vote, no, don't raise my taxes, please. And the legislature then does what?
Yeah, it hasn't been 100%, but the majority of these have been recommended to be repealed. It will be very interesting to see what happens tonight with Advisory Vote 37. That has to do with the new capital gains income tax. And why that is a little more noteworthy than the prior ones is the legislature, and this was a direct quote from a Democratic senator, the legislature moved heaven and earth to deny Washingtonians the right of referendum on this new income tax. And litigation has obviously been filed that is now in the courts for arguably being an unconstitutional graduated income tax. Because they work to prevent our right of referendum, this advisory vote really is the only way for voters to send a direct signal back to Olympia on whether or not they agree with this tax, and more importantly, they agreed with how the legislature rammed it through while denying the right of referendum. And this is why you actually saw the Seattle Times, who's no fan of these advisory votes, actually recommend to voters to vote to repeal this to send a message back to Olympia.
Well, that would be an important message. There's so much that is going on that I think people kind of miss. It's why the Washington Policy Center is so important. I mean, I've become very involved because of contact with the Washington Policy Center with the long-term care insurance scam, which is going to hit our taxes, kind of everybody who lives in this state. And I think it's going to be a surprise to most people to buy a tax policy, basically, that almost nobody is going to be able to benefit from in any substantial way. What is the future for that particular program?
Yeah, this has a very tortured path. Not only is it a mandatory payroll tax for all individuals employed in the state of Washington, not just in the state of Washington. If you live in Oregon or Idaho or you telecommute that you have a Washington employer, you have to pay this payroll tax as well. But for people who don't live in the state or who retire out of state, you will never collect the benefit of the long-term care. You'll be paying this tax potentially for your entire professional career, and if you leave the state of Washington, you don't get a cent of the benefit you paid into it. Now, they did create a limited opt-out window. If you secured a private long-term care plan and submitted that between the dates of October 1st and the, unfortunately, October 31st, that window is now closed, you had the potential to be able to opt out of this long-term care tax, and over 200,000 people plus have already done so. But the issue with this, and we've already seen it with the other payroll tax we're paying, and that is the paid family leave, that rate is increasing. They're having to increase it because of the benefit payout. And every expectation is the same thing will happen with this long-term care tax, where you're now trapped in the system if you weren't able to opt out and could be paying a lifetime of taxes for a benefit you may not get to see if you leave the state of Washington in retirement.
Well, to get more information on this, and it's crucial to you, go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner, it's a green banner appropriately for our evergreen state, for the Washington Policy Center, and don't be left out in the cold, don't stay on the sidelines, and if you want to support the great work that they do with WPC, which is essential work, consider donating to this terrific think tank in our state for, in behalf of a pro-business, pro-free market, pro-liberty, a pro-American series of policies. And part of what is pro-American is on Election Day, making sure that we actually have voters who are informed about what is going on. So what is going on exactly right now with this initiative to abolish the police in Minnesota? I actually think it's part of a national trend. And it's not a national trend that is at all pro-democratic. And also, a very prominent flat earth advocate who's also an anti-vaxxer makes the news big time. We'll tell you how coming up. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite,
It was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a big question today on Election Day about what the turnout's going to be, not just in Virginia, but in other places where there are hot elections, like in Minneapolis, where literally the police department and its continued existence is on the ballot. They could vote to abolish it and replace it with a Department of Public Safety. But with all of that, when were the top turnout elections? I know that a lot of people know that we had the top presidential turnout, the most enthusiastic presidential turnout for both Republicans and Democrats in 2020 since 1908. But why since 1908? And when did you have bigger presidential turnouts? It's one of the things you can learn from American history programs from the Michael Medved Show. Yeah, which are free if you become a MedHead member. And it's a great opportunity. We are still offering the introductory MedHead Plus membership. MedHead Plus membership means you not only get access to downloading this show whenever you want it, commercial free, wherever you want it, how much of it you want, how little of it you want. In any event, that option is open to you. Plus, ordering any of our history programs about political history, military history, more. You get that all from Michael Medved Show, and it's free. The entire cost for the whole package for both the show and the Medved History Store, it's 11 cents a day. And it's a real deal, a real steal, if you prefer. Check it out at MedvedHistoryStore.com or just go to MichaelMedved.com and join us with a Medhead Plus membership. There's this ballot question in Minnesota, which is just huge. I mean, it's such a radical idea, and so much of it is so profoundly stupid. A ballot measure is asking voters if the city should amend its charter to replace the police department with a new Department of Public Safety, which would take a, quote, comprehensive public health approach. And the charter amendment would replace the police chief with a commissioner nominated by the mayor and approved by the city council. By state law, the charter amendment would go into effect just 30 days after it passes. Now, guess what? The police chief in Minneapolis, who actually is very popular, he's black, his name is Madaria Arredondo. And he addressed public safety ballot question to replace the police department. Here's what the chief had to say about it. This is clip 10.
We are down a third of our sworn officers, and we have asked these officers that have remained who continue to show up day and night to help serve our communities and keep them safe, but we're asking so much more of them. To vote on a measure of reimagining public safety without a solid plan and an implementation or direction of work, this is too critical of a time to wish and hope for that help that we need so desperately right now. And again, I was not expecting some sort of robust, detailed, word-for-word plan, but at this point, quite frankly, I would take a drawing on a napkin, and I've not seen either. Each citizen needs to be well-informed, and as your chief, I feel it is my obligation to tell you and to share with you my honest position on this upcoming ballot measure. As your chief of police, I would not be in favor of this ballot amendment. That does not have to do whether you have an R or a D or an I behind your political affiliations. That is based, again, on the realities on the ground that I see and that our men and women are experiencing every day, including the victims of crime in our city.
Okay, and one of the victims of crime in the city is a woman who's written about in the Wall Street Journal. Her name is Andrea Erickson, and she's just one of the citizens that they spoke to at the Journal about this radical plan to not just defund the police, but abolish the police. The North Minneapolis resident, whose name again is Andrea Erickson, a good Minnesota Scandinavian name, she said she regularly hears gunshots echoing from hotspots on the outskirts of her quiet residential neighborhood. The lawless driving that many complain about affected her, she said. She was hit head-on by a driver speeding down a neighborhood street in her lane, totaling her new Jeep and leaving her shaken. Quote, "It feels like you are living in a literal war zone," said Ms. Erickson, who is in her 40s and works for a home mortgage company. A ballot initiative would replace the police department in the city charter with a Department of Public Safety that would take a public health approach to safety and include sworn peace officers if deemed necessary. No, why should they be necessary? Why would you need any police in this beautiful world of Murderapolis? The number of officers in the new department would no longer be set at a required level based on city population. The plan would likely include more money for violence prevention programs and the diversion of some police calls to social workers and others. Despite calls from the city council to reimagine policing after George Floyd's killing in May of 2020, activists say changes haven't gone far enough. Crime has gone up and the police force has shrunk. Tuesday's election will be the first time the voters will have a say on the future of Minneapolis since the upheaval began. Listen to this. Philippe Cunningham, the city council member in Ms. Erickson's ward, said the charter amendment is a good first organizational step on the path toward a system that focuses on prevention, intervention, and reentry into society for felons. Hoorah! That'll make a difference. That is true public safety, said Philippe Cunningham. Focusing on just enforcement, we're never going to be able to actually achieve the outcomes we want, said Mr. Cunningham, and they add this, who is a black transgender queer man. Okay, I didn't say it. The Wall Street Journal said it. What does that mean? Okay, if you are a black and transgendered and queer, that means you were born a woman and you're a man. You were born a woman, now you're a man, and you're a transgendered man. But because you're a transgendered man and also a queer man, you're also heterosexual? What? In other words, if you're a black, transgendered, queer man, you're attracted to men, I guess, and you think that's important in your political background. In a poll sponsored by the Minneapolis Star Tribune, NPR News, KKE 11, and Frontline in September, 12% of the city's black residents support the charter amendment, amazingly enough, compared with 49% of voters overall. I'm sorry, it's 42% compared to 49% overall, and 75% of black voters wanted more police officials, not fewer, compared with 55% of voters overall. So right now, the polling looks like it's just about a tie in terms of passage of this amendment. And the reality, the proponents of the measure are basically arguing that it will expand the police department to add other non-police qualified professionals to it. Listen, this is clip 11.
Does not abolish the police department, does not even really dismantle the police department. What it does is it makes it possible to expand it so that it becomes a department of public safety so that you can add other qualified professionals to it.
Okay, but fewer police professionals. Police enrollment, while the murder has been going up dramatically in the city of Minneapolis, the number of police officers has been going down. And the idea that they would now not be required to meet a certain number of police officers that correlates with the population of the city is part of what is horrible about this reform. The notion that the way you fix public safety when there is a major surge in public crime is to dismantle and try to reassemble without even a plan written on the back of a napkin, as Chief Arredondo said. This is pathetic, and it will be a very major victory for the entire United States if this idiotic referendum is voted down in Minneapolis. But there's more coming up on Election Day, and more controversy regarding the future of the family and other crucial issues in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.